Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to the sports page in a bit, but we need to hear some details from one Matt Valdez, who was the man about town last night, out on the town for the Zach Bryan show at Capital One Arena.
How was it,
Give
buddy?
Us the review, Valdez.
The concert was awesome.
Very good.
Although, I will say, I was upset that he didn't play Something in the Orange.
Oh, he really didn't?
Okay. No. I don't know that song.
Yeah, I don't know much about Zach Bryan.
It's one of his bigger hits, okay. But he didn't play.
Oh, really? All right. Disappointing when an artist doesn't play a song you're expecting. I get that.
I will say that I never really call in my favors.
Mm-hmm.
But I called in my favors last night for the whole group of us.
Right.
We did a whole dinner at RPM beforehand, and then we were with Jim Van Stone in the signature suites for the concert.
Oh, listen Jeez. To this.
Yes.
I didn't even know these places existed. Apparently, the ball.
How many people did you have in there?
Four of us.
Wow.
Golf crew? Is it like guys you play golf with?
Yeah, one of them and his wife and everyone. So it was a whole ordeal. And then Jim was nice enough to one of my other friends. She and her boyfriend had tickets in a different section, and then he allowed them to just come up, hang out for a little bit, and then go back to their seats.
So. Yeah, really cool. And then what time did he actually hit the stage?
Like 9:20.
9:20.
Yeah, trust me, head didn't hit the pillow till 12:20 last night.
I don't know how you did that.
So you fell asleep, and then you were up at what, 3:30?
No. I woke up like at 4:45.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't know how you're working. I don't know how you did that.
Well, I got a hotel at the Homewood.
Oh, so you're nearby.
Oh, okay. That was smart. Yes. That's a good move.
So instead of driving into Virginia and driving back after the concert, I just literally metroed two stops over here, went to bed at the Homewood, and then came into work.
Very nice.
How much? How many cocktails did you have?
We had wine at dinner. And then I had like two beers during the concert and then shut it down.
So you don't feel horrible.
No. I don't feel horrible.
You're just tired.
When I found out that it was last night, you know, our friend was like texting saying if he needs beers or anything, hit me up. You know, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
And
great dude.
I was like, well, how's he going to work today? Like, I would have just taken off.
It's tough to come in after you do.
Oh, my friend. Oh, trust me. My friends took off today.
That's smart.
They're sleeping in right now.
Mark could have run the table, run the board.
Yeah, I could have held it down for old Valdez today.
Yeah.
Are you money at that, by the way?
Dude, I haven't ran the board in quite some time. But
you have done it before, executed full shows by yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the first year plus that I worked here. Prior to working with you guys. You know,
yeah, because when Valdez goes on vacation, Mar takes over.
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention.
I'll be in vacation May 7th.
Where are you heading?
Kiowa.
Oh,
I'm playing the ocean course.
Oh, very nice. I'm jealous.
I guess Mar.
This is the song he didn't play. Everyone was a little bit bitter he didn't.
Yeah.
I wonder why he didn't.
I don't know. Was it Zach Bryan's dad was in the suite?
Oh, he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you see Brianna Chicken Fry?
I was actually looking for her.
Right.
I would have been sized to see her. I think she was on stage at the end. When they were all singing Revival.
I'm going to guess it was a packed house.
So packed.
Yeah.
A billion people there.
All the people
I'm not
were
sure
there.
Why. I didn't call in any favors. I guess I felt bad because I knew it was such a popular thing. So my wife and daughters are going to Philly to see Zach, but I don't think it's till August.
Oh, it's a great concert.
Yeah. They're so excited. But, you know, it's like $600 a ticket.
I'm sure.
Also, I didn't realize this, but, like, there's... teenage girls walking around in like cowboy boots, rompers, and cowboy hats and everything.
It's like they're in Nashville.
Yeah, it's like a whole whole thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're going to see Zach Bryan, you got to wear your boots.
Well, I didn't wear my boots.
Well, you're a guy. I guarantee you that my girls will wear, they bought cowboy boots when we went to Nashville. They'll wear their boots in some hooker dress.
Oh, no, there are a billion hooker dresses in cowboy boots.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's awful.
Did you buy your standard $50 concert tee?
Merch?
Yeah.
No. I don't go to the merch tent.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's where you go in there and just light your money on fire.
Sure.
The last thing I need is a Zach Bryan concert shirt.
With all his concert dates.
Yeah. With all his locales.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you got to go. Glad you were the big silly.
I was the big silly.
You're the very big silly taking all your friends out. Yeah,
they were very excited.
Yes. I know my daughter was very, even though she's going in August, my youngest, you know, she kept saying, everybody's at the Zach Bryan. You know, she was going through her stories.
She had FOMO.
You say Valdez is there.
Honestly, Valdez is there, and I'm sitting at home.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was going until the afternoon. I was kind of shocked. Kind of shocked that it was like a Monday night concert, I guess.
He actually commented on the fact that he goes, I'm sorry, I'm here on a Monday night.
Yeah. Right?
And nobody cared. Yeah. Nobody's working today.
You're the only dummy working.
Yeah, I'm the only dummy that went to work.
You're the guy.
Afterwards.
Everybody else still snoozing.
Well, you got to save those vacay days for your Kiowa trip.
That's right.
So, I'm sorry. Was it Zach Bryan or Zach Brown Band?
Zach Bryan.
Oh, Bryan.
Zach Bryan. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, while you were doing that.
Because you said chicken fried. That's not Zach Bryan.
Yeah,
no, that's his girlfriend's name. Brianna Chicken Fry.
Brianna Chicken Fry is his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
It's a good
I'm just confused.
Yeah, don't worry. So while you
get confused on all the Zachs that are country stars.
While you were enjoying that amazing concert, I'd be pounding beers and doing whatever.
I had to keep it together.
You had to keep it together. younger Matt
would have been donkey kicking.
Oh yeah. You're more mature, Matt. Maturing, Matt.
I had my wife and daughter, and we watched an entire women's basketball game last night. I told Drab during a break, I think it's the first time, and it's no disrespect to it, it's just not something I've been particularly interested in over the years. The first time I've watched a women's college basketball game from start to finish in 30 years. I remember watching when Maryland and UVA played when we were in college. And it was like 1-2, and they sold out Coalfield House.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What about when the Lady Terps won the national title?
No.
With what? Marissa Coleman and...
I have almost no file on that, Valdez. Yeah. Just didn't watch, you know? I mean, and it's not, you know, look, I got... My daughter plays volleyball. I've seen a million women's volleyball games, and I've actually, you know, seen Cornell's women's team play a little bit. But, like, to sit down and watch on TV a game from start to finish, and I was entertained.
I got more into women's college hoops the last few years just because I was watching the Lady Hokies and bad season ending anyway because their best player tore ACL, so they would have been a much higher seed and they got beat by Baylor. So it was just a rough ending to the season for the Hokies. But you know, obviously with Caitlin Clark, if you're a basketball fan, you're kind of paying attention now, and I'm into it. You know, South Carolina is undefeated. They're unbelievable. Dawn Staley's done an unbelievable job there. But there's some just really good teams. Obviously, Iowa, one seed, and USC with that Juju Watkins girl. She's big freshman.
The TV suits were sweating, by the way, because that game was pretty close.
Oh, very close.
That game was
very close.
Well, I watched the first quarter, then I had to shut it down.
They were about to lose their golden goose.
The second quarter apparently was awful.
Yeah, that's when I was watching. I tuned in for the second quarter, and like Caitlin Clark is throwing the ball away. She's missing shots, and I understand she heated up later when I wasn't watching. But yeah, I tuned in at exactly the wrong time.
10-minute quarter, you had 15 total points.
Yeah, it was
9-6. That's
the portion I watched was gross.
And West Virginia went 9-34 from threes in the game.
Right.
I was still kind of rooting
for... And they only went to the free throw line 5 times total.
Yeah.
And Iowa went to the free throw line 30.
Right.
So, I mean, I didn't really notice it in the first quarter, but obviously the West Virginia fans and I'm sure the coaches were upset about the disparity in free throw attempts.
I was torn because You know, you want to see the Caitlin phenomenon kind of continue. It's just kind of interesting to see it all kind of unfold. But then you also, I naturally root for underdogs and seeing West Virginia scrap. I mean, they were maybe down 10-12 at one point and tied it up. A couple minutes left. It was tied or a point or two. I mean, it was nip and tuck. It could have gone either way, yeah, for sure. And then I guess at the end of the day, I wanted to see Clark continue because, you know, this is the last hurrah, right? I mean, when she goes to the WNBA, that'll be it for me. I mean, I just don't see
you tuning into a lot of Indiana Fever games.
I know.
Just so, because Caitlin Clark is there.
Now, maybe she lights it up and scores like 40 a night, and it'll be like must-see TV, but I just doubt I'll know much about it. So this is the time to watch.
This is the time to lock in.
You might get interested because I saw a mock last night that had Angel Reese going to the Mystics.
I don't find her very likable, Angel Reese. I don't know.
Well, Cake doesn't like Caitlin Clark.
I didn't find Caitlin Clark that likable from watching her last night.
Caitlin Clark is just very feisty.
Kind of off-putting, actually.
She complains a lot on the court. Remember I was talking to you about what she did in the Ohio State game a few weeks ago where she pushed the girl out of the way, and then the other girl responded, and then she kind of flopped.
Yeah.
And she got a technical foul. I think that's how she broke the record, because she was shooting a free throw. I think that was a technical foul. But anyway.
She's feisty. I mean,
she's definitely feisty.
Well, that's cursing.
Her and her dad were yelling at each other. Her dad was telling her to shut up.
Yeah.
Are her parents separated? Because they sit separate.
I don't know, but
I don't think so.
It might be one of those things where
their parents can't sit together.
Yeah, there's so much anxiety.
It's too intense.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of parents I know that don't sit together.
I think I'm over watching Caitlin Clark.
You did.
I think I'm officially over.
Well, hold on. You're not going to watch them play LSU, or if they play. I mean LSU's got to play UCLA, but
I'm not going to say it's like required viewing.
No, I get it.
We kind of carved out.
We carved out basically 2 hours. We did it.
I will say, if Iowa plays South Carolina the Natty Champ, you've got to watch that.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to.
I love your resistance to it, Cakes.
I'm a maybe.
You do you, buddy.
Mark me down as a maybe.
Depending on what it is.
Saturday at 3:30. That's her next game against Colorado.
That's not going to be a good time for me.
Saturday, 3:30.
They're a 5 seed. They'll blow past them.
I feel like I'm going to be busy.
Angel Reese rematch.
What time are the Elite Eight games on Saturday? That's the question. Guessing they'll be
that's the Sweet Six. They play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Right, they play Sunday on the
LSU game. I think would be next Monday night.
I could probably watch that.
I'm talking about Iowa, Colorado.
Yeah, that's 3:30
on March Saturday
30th at 3:30.
Right,
they'll take a day break, so that would mean their next next game is Monday.
I'll be peak drunk at 3:30 on Saturday.
Day drinking galore.
Peak buzz.
Right, but
what
I'm asking you is, I was playing on Saturday 3:30. What time are the men's Elite Eight games? Because I'm not watching Iowa, Colorado. I'm not watching Caitlin over the men's games.
Thursday, Sunday.
No, those will be on too.
They'll play Thursday, Saturday,
games,
and Friday, Sunday.
Maybe they start after that.
Yeah, probably later.
Gotta watch the Shell Houston Open.
Well, I'll have some players in my pool, no doubt. By the way, I always tell people, sports fans,
yes,
always look at your sports calendar before you plan trips, because you're an idiot if there's a big sporting event and you plan a trip.
Right.
I did it.
You fell into your own trap.
I'm going to Virginia Tech Masters weekend because they have the spring weekend, the spring game.
You're going to the spring game over the Masters?
I didn't realize it was Masters weekend.
You're a donk. Yeah. Are you going as a guest of anybody?
Well, I'm going down to see my daughter.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's a major botch.
So what you do is you say hi to her. Just stay in the condo or whatever and just
stay
watch.
In the hotel and just watch.
Yeah, you're not going to the spring game.
No, I'm going to go. I mean, it's a big thing down there. I mean, my daughter and all her friends are tailgating. It's a pretty big thing. I got to go.
I have a solution. Pay me $5,000. Yeah. I'll give you hole by hole, blow by blow as what's going on.
Oh, it's only
going
to cost me 5 G's?
That's all.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to stay up to date on the Masters.
Anyway, I botched it. Because that means I'm going to be driving Friday down there during Masters coverage.
Yeah. Well, you could get up early. Like, when I leave New York, I leave at 5 a.m. sometimes.
Oh, don't worry. Sunday morning, I'm on the road early. Yeah. So I won't miss any on Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
But
well,
Saturday,
that's the most important.
Saturday's going to be a little
Saturday's
bit
Saturday's a big day, though, too.
Yeah, go watch Nubs football.
I know. I'm going to watch spring game football.
You're gonna watch,
I'm going to watch Hokies versus Hokies.
Is it maroon and orange? Are those the official
I'm
going to
watch
colors?
Hokies versus Hokies on Saturday during the Masters. Anyway,
you're
I botched
choosing
it.
Beamer ball over.
I botched it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Got to go see Coach Pry.
Yeah, it's my boy.
We like him.
So a couple things here before we go to break. All right, so we talked about the women's bracket. Iowa will play Colorado on Saturday, 3:30. LSU is going to play UCLA at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I think those games are played in Albany.
Albany it is.
Albany.
Albany's hard thing.
South Carolina's they're the overall one seed. They're playing Indiana on Friday. Oregon State's playing Notre Dame. Notre Dame, watch out for Notre Dame. They're not going to beat South Carolina, but they got a really good backcourt. Hannah Hidalgo's their stud freshman, and a girl named Sonia Citron. They got a really good backcourt, Notre Dame. So I'm actually into the women's bracket for a number of
I
reasons.
I can tell.
I actually put a Moneyline parlay in last night on a women's game.
You did? Did it hit?
It hit.
Nice. Very good. By the way, you didn't give me any winners yesterday. I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, I mean, it was just the Moneyline parlay. You weren't going to bet that.
I mean, I would tell you if you got a good tingle.
All right, so Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter is under investigation by the NBA following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months.
On like his account or something? Like they're tracking it?
No, it's just the bets that are going into the sports app, the sports book
app. People are betting on his
props. People are betting on him.
They're betting his player props, his unders.
And then all of a sudden he had an eye injury and had to leave the game after one of them.
So in a game on January 26th against the Clippers, there was increased betting interest on the under for Porter props, which was for the night was set at 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists, just as player props.
Yep.
Wow. So you just get a number and you get him to go under.
And there was
that
also
could fall under the radar.
There was also an over under for Porter made 3-pointers, which was at a half.
Right.
So if you bet an under,
you just want to go take a three.
Well, it doesn't fall under the radar.
He played 4 minutes.
Yeah.
He played 4 minutes, and then he left because of an eye injury.
Mm-hmm. A phantom eye injury.
Apparently, he suffered an eye injury 4 days prior, so he left the game early. Then there was another game, March 20th, against the Kings.
My eyes are going crazy.
He played 3 minutes before leaving, which was an illness.
Right.
And he didn't come back.
Air quotes, illness.
And all of the player props on the unders.
Mm-hmm. They all hit.
They all hit.
And there was huge action. Like
when you say huge, how much different than the...
There was substantial action.
It was the number one
bet of the night. Yeah.
The number one player prop bet of the night.
In terms of total amount bet or number of bets?
Total amount money bet on it.
Oof. Yeah, that's a red flag. When you see that.
Red flag.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're trying to fly under the radar, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
Like when you spread the word to the point where it's the most bet prop on the site, like
so,
the most handle is on your player prop, it's going to be an outlier.
That sounds like,
so the NBA is investigating. I'm guessing the bets were paid out, though.
That sounds like somebody I know maybe trying to bet on like Scandinavian like hockey or right. whatever that
oh,
was.
Oh, Ukrainian like, soccer.
Yeah.
Slovakian soccer.
Yeah.
Like a Slovakian soccer match. That.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wish I had better intel.
Yeah.
All right. At least one other U.S. sports book detected unusual betting interest on the Porter props in the games in question. A sports book industry source said that multiple betting accounts attempted to bet large amounts and upwards of $20,000 on Porter unders in the January game against the Clippers.
I mean, it's just such a random dude to be betting. And yeah. It's crazy.
His brother is Michael Porter Jr., who's a stud, but no one would bet on Jontay Porter unders.
No, not unless you
certainly
had,
not 20 grand.
Not unless you knew the outcome and it's a guaranteed winner. Yeah. That's when you place the bet.
So stay tuned for that.
That's the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. When we come back, we'll tell you about the momentum behind a certain NFL draft prospect that plays quarterback. Could he be the number two pick for the Commanders? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.